White, J.E. White, Emma. Lodi, California, May 10, 1908. Elder J.E. White, Edgefield, Tennessee. Dear Edson and Emma, we were pleased indeed when the needs of the Huntsville School were presented at the Lodi camp meeting to see the people take hold in earnest and give their pledges to the amount of $1,100. This was not the only call that was made for means at this meeting. A large number of our books and papers were taken by our people. The outlook for means was not very encouraging, we thought, at the beginning of the meeting. There was little appearance of wealth in the place. The homes of our people were small, one-story cottages. But the people had a mind to work, and money was raised for several lines of work. The meeting was a very harmonious one, and for this we thank the Lord. Sister Haskell, Sister Bainbridge, Dr. Maria L. Edwards, and Dr. Lillis Wood Starr gave instruction in health and temperance lines, and some members of the Women's Christian Temperance Union worked with them. From beginning to close, a genuine work went forward. This is the first camp meeting that has been held in Lodi, and the impression made upon the community was good. Elder Haskell and his wife carried their responsibilities wisely. Elder Haskell could speak positively in regard to the testimonies of the spirit of prophecy and of the work that God had accomplished through them. It was pleasing to see the spirit of liberality that existed and the willingness to help in many lines of work. We hope that a true report of the work done here will be given in our papers. Many books were sold, and this will mean that light will shine to believers and unbelievers. One day during the meeting, Brother Hansen, a member of the Lodi Church, took me to ride through the orchards and vineyards that lie around the town of Lodi. Sarah and Minnie Hawkins accompanied me. He had a carriage similar to our large carriage with easy, cushioned seats. We rode for 15 miles upon a perfect road. The country is very level. We enjoyed this very much, but it was my last ride in that place. The wife of this brother is one of the teachers in the Lodi Church School. Brother and Sister Hansen are both anxious to go to the southern field. They have no children, and I think are in good circumstances. We encourage them to go. The parents on both sides will feel this move, but they are all believers, and I think the change could be made. I hope they will be able to go to Nashville and do the work they are both anxious to do. They seem to be wholehearted people. I wish to express myself as in full harmony with the establishing of the food factory, where there is so much that can be utilized in the line of machinery to advance the work. This is as it should be. I am glad that Brother Hare and his wife are with you. We enjoyed their visit with us. They were a help to us. I am also glad that the work can be carried forward decidedly in Madison and Huntsville. If the Lord sees that there is a spirit to unify, if all will work in faith under the supervision of God, truth will bear away the victory. I am much pleased with the proposal to purchase the building you have in view for the sanitarium for the colored people. This is something that has been needed for years. If this work can be carried forward in right lines and the work of the food factory is carried forward successfully, we may expect to see great and encouraging changes. Let the different phases of the work be conducted in a way that will bring glory to God. I shall be relieved of a great burden when I know that Brother and Sister Hare are to bring their experience in to help in this work. Let every worker look to God for guidance. I would say to our brethren who anticipate having a part in these interests, have courage in the Lord. Let us move under the guidance of His Spirit. Let many prayers go up to the throne of God for the success of the work. The prayer of faith will accomplish much, yes, everything. Those who have to do with the locating of our schools and sanitariums are to remember the warning, move out of the cities. The workers in our sanitariums are to bear in mind what should be the character and aims of our educational institutions. We are ever to remember that we are working for the restoration of man. The nurses are to be trained to use natural methods for the relief of physical suffering, never forgetting that it is their aim to restore the moral image of God in man. This is true missionary work, a work that has been needed for years. Christ is the pattern for the self-denying missionary. He came to earth to show us how to live and labor, how to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Draw nigh to God day by day, that you may learn the lessons needful to prepare you for the future immortal life. Make no mistake here. Be sure to secure your life insurance policy for eternal life in the city of God. Soon, all our large cities will be visited with the judgments of God. I feel sorry that you have to leave your home, which you have described to me, but which I have never seen. But when the food factory is opened and there is a better showing than there has been, you may feel like making the change to some place where you can be a genuine help.